Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, John Moxley says, F*** Kevin Dunn.
Former WWE champion is returning to your WWE screens this week.
WWE's door is open to a potential Bryan Danielson return.
And the reason Thunder Rosa hasn't been wrestling in AEW recently. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Okay, we're going to kick things off with some rather pointed words from a man who's never shy of sharing pointed words. It's John Moxley, whose new book, Mox, is out tomorrow.
Ooh.
Tomorrow, I believe. Although, annoyingly, I've pre-ordered my copy, and in the UK, the paper copy doesn't come out until December. What's going on?
Waterstones is what I say.
Yeah, Waterstones, you straight up...
Good luck, our editor.
Guys.
Good luck to our editor with this story.
Yes,
sorry, Ben.
I was going to call them See You Next Tuesdays, but that'll be the biggest scare of all time. Anyway, we're going to talk about a passage from this book that has been shared to Reddit. It's about Kevin Dunn. He doesn't hold anything back. I'm just going to read it to you. This might take a while because there's quite a lot, but let's do it. Let's dive in. Let's go. If I had gone in there and been an asshole, why didn't he just say, F you then, you're being an asshole? No, he let me go through the whole song and dance while being completely phony, pretending to accept my apology, pretending it was all good and we were friends. Then 5 minutes later, this little rat goes right to the rest of the office and says I didn't give a sufficient apology and whatever other bullshit he probably said about me, behind my back no less, this dickless mother and it was 48 hours later. Why didn't you just call me on the phone right when it happened and say, F you, we're all mad at you, and if you do it again, you're fired. That would have been easy to understand. Instead, I got summoned to the secret castle to meet the magical king wizard who lives in the truck and controls the universe to beg for forgiveness. What are all these stupid little games? And he goes on. I mean, yeah, he doesn't name Dunn in that passage, but he certainly does in the next one. The reality in a place like WWE is that one comment, one little seed planted by a guy in Kevin Dunn's position can be extremely detrimental to somebody's future there. That's a lot of power, and power breeds ego. Connecticut old rich guys club ego. I've heard all kinds of stories about that guy messing with people's careers, but this isn't that kind of book. Suffice to say, that dude is an F-bag. Maybe this is the kind of book... No. But for real, don't even get me started on... No. This is not that kind of book. F. Kevin Dunn. So it's going to be a total stream of conscious, this book.
Hello, yeah, police. Yeah, I've just witnessed a murder.
John Moxley wrote this thing seemingly as he speaks. So
it is a stream of consciousness, you're right.
It really is.
It is like you're sitting across from him in a bar and you've gone... What was Kevin Dunn like after about four pints?
Yeah, shoot, brother. It's something else. What do you reckon?
I don't like to pick sides here, but yeah, screw Kevin Dunn. this isn't the first time or the last time we're going to hear reports like this. I know numerous other parties. I'm specifically thinking of someone like Jim Cornette, who says he's a weaselly little prick, Dunn. Look, I already dislike Kevin Dunn for what he does to my sodding eyes every week on WWE. Star wipe. But yeah, this isn't like... revelatory, I don't think. It's interesting. Obviously, I'm intrigued to hear what Mox has got to say, and I'm excited to see this book come out almost as much as other books we'll be talking about in a few minutes' time. But, yeah, this is something that I have heard from numerous sources. Like I said, whether it be more backstage people like a Jim Cornette or other people who've worked there and said how much he's a... I mean, to use to use CM Punk's old phrase, a douchebag yes man. And I know he's talking more about Laurinaitis there, but all I hear is him trying to desperately please his master in Vince McMahon, and the lengths that they will go to, especially in terms of sacrificing talent or just getting in the boss's ear, I think is atrocious. And this just reflects that in Mox's own, let's say, unique style.
Yeah, his own cadence. I mean, look, put it this way, you barely ever hear anyone saying anything nice about Kevin Dunn, so there you go.
Yes, exactly. Let's move on, though, and talk a little bit about WWE in terms of a former champion returning to the ring this week. Sheamus is on the comeback trail. This is coming from PW Insider's Mike Johnson, who says he's being advertised for the upcoming tour right here in the UK. Kicks off this Wednesday in Brighton. They're doing London. They're doing Leeds. They're all over the place, basically. Sheamus hasn't wrestled till the end of September. He had that feud for ages with Damian Priest. He did the funny dance at Extreme Rules, which popped all of us. He's subsequently gone away. You had a little bit of a tease of him on SmackDown saying, "I'm gonna smash this place up, fella," or something. To be honest, I love him. He's one of the most underrated performers in WWE. I will say, I think I'd want him to go away for a bit longer. Although this is, you know, the tour rather than necessarily TV. I want him to go away for a bit longer because I want to miss him. I feel like he's been on TV a lot, but nothing against his in-ring credentials.
Yeah, absolutely. He's had a lot of broken noses recently, hasn't he?
Oh, poor bastard.
Or it seems that way. That poor guy's sniffer has taken a pounding. So hopefully all's well after his latest bout of surgery. And yeah, I love Sheamus too. We always say we love Sheamus because we do. He's a big, tough, bolshy Irishman, and he kicks ass, and he's one of the most underrated guys.
It is the most WWE thing ever. Oh, broken nose, you better have some time off. Well, it's been a month. Back you come. Just give me a, like, as if they haven't got us enough stacked enough roster to give him some time off from SmackDown. Anyway, but yeah, excited to see him back in the ring, and enjoy WWE Live if you're going to go and see it in this coming week right here in the UK. And whilst you're waiting for the wrestlers to come out, if maybe you've got there a bit early, maybe you could read a book, although you can't actually because it's not out yet, but maybe you could pre-order a book, Andy. I'll get there eventually.
Yeah, we got a trio of new books coming out. One of them is brand new, hot off the presses. It's Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW by our very own Michael Sidgwick. These, by the way, are available to pre-order on our web store, whatculture.bigcartel.com. The link for that will be in the description. What else am I trying to say? International shipping is available. Order now. You will get them before Christmas. Michael Sidgwick is, I consider, the preeminent independent expert on all things AEW. This is going to be a tremendous read on that company. But on top of that, we're getting a reprint of Sidgwick's previous book, Development Hell, the NXT Story, which came out a few years ago. As well as that, on top of all that, 505 wrestling matches you need to see before you die. We published that a few years ago. It's back this year, 606. We've added 101 new matches from the past, the present, and, well, not really the future, because that would be impossible. But they're all there on our web store. Order them now. They all rule, especially the ones that I wrote in. 606, that's particularly great because I'm not good at, like, gimmicks. But yes, buy them.
They're great books. You can pre-order them now. Like you said, perfect ahead of Christmas. God, it's getting closer now. I didn't even realise the clocks went back this weekend. I got very confused yesterday. But yeah, absolutely. Go and order them now. That new AEW book is sensational from the excerpts that I've been able to read. I think it's just a really interesting book, especially if you're just getting into AEW in terms of a backstory to this whole promotion and how it grew into what it is today. And like you say, you can pre-order the Sidgwick bundle with his former NXT book and 606 matches to see before you die.
Let's talk about Bryan Danielson. New report here from Fightful Select talking about his last few months in WWE. He obviously left the company this spring after losing a career versus title match to Roman Reigns. Bunch of interesting snippets here. Let's just go through them. The Kevin Owens teased tag team in 2020 that never was. That never got past the pitching stage. On top of this, there was no real plans to ever have him win the Royal Rumble this year, 2021, despite some heavy rumors going into that event. But there's more interesting stuff kind of coming along here, stating that WWE are keeping the door open, it seems. They're very much open to the idea of Daniel Bryan, as he was known there, returning to the company at some point in the future. That is because he left WWE on very good terms, which is something that has, of course, been stressed in the past. Bryan conducted himself really well on his way out of the company, to the point that people didn't actually believe he was leaving.
Yeah.
Didn't believe he was even taking some time off. So yeah, Bryan Danielson, once again, one of the good guys.
Yeah, unsurprising. Hard to stay mad at Bryan Danielson. Anderson, and we all knew, obviously, that WWE weren't even mad when he left. It was a very amicable part of his departure. Do you think he'll ever go back to WWE? I wouldn't be surprised by it, you know?
I wouldn't be totally surprised, but I also wouldn't bet on it. Put it that way.
I just think it's going to get very awkward, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, round Big Johnny's. Come on, Daniel. One more go around.
Or to be a fly on that wall.
Oh, goodness me. Pass that. Well, it can't be turkey, can it, actually?
Oh, yeah.
Vegan turkey.
Verky.
Tofu.
There we go.
Is that what you eat?
I like tofu.
Anyway, let's conclude by talking about Thunder Rosa. If you're wondering why she hasn't been wrestling in AEW recently, it is because she has been recovering from a concussion. She told us all about this on a recent episode of her vlog. She said she took a knock to the head. Meant she couldn't work for 10 days. She's obviously involved in that AEW TBS Championship tournament, although she did get a bye as a result of her rankings. She is quoted as just saying she just was trying to be safe upon returning to training.
Yeah.
I love this. I think more wrestlers should just come out and say this sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Safety first, everything else. She'll face the winner of Jamie Hayter versus Anna Jay, which takes place this week. We don't have a date yet for the Thunder Rosa match. You'd imagine maybe next week or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. Good for her. I think she's one of the best and most exciting wrestlers in AEW.
Absolutely.
Like, period. She's tremendous. She's great. Can't wait to see her back. And now looking forward to eventually whenever they decide to redo the Britt Baker feud, because that thing was awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's not winning that TBS Championship tournament in my estimation. I think she's going to do well and then fall short just at the last second, because it's a nice story they're telling with her constantly doing that. And then, yeah, it's without a doubt a great pay-per-view match of her saying, I beat you, Britt Baker, and Britt Baker saying, no, you didn't. The match was not official.
Stories.
There you go. Right, before we get onto the Twitter questions, quick reminder to our viewers here in the UK that you can pre-order our Survivor Beeries bundle right now. It's with our friends at Top Rope Brewing. They're celebrating 5 years. They're celebrating Survivor Series, of course. 12 delicious craft beers can be yours. 6-on-6, it's What Culture versus Top Rope. They'll be there in time for Survivor Series if you order them. £45 all in, and if you enter the code Here's Why at checkout, you get free delivery. They're great, these beers, Andy.
They're absolutely tremendous beers. I am particularly fond of the dark ones, but they're all good. Get them, man. Support our friends, support us, and have a good beery time at Survivor Series.
Exactly.
You'll probably need them to get through the show, to be
Yeah.
That's not fair. WWE pay-per-views are generally quite good, but laugh at the joke anyway.
Yeah, red versus blue is always crap. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course. A great series of questions for everyone today. Well done. Good work. Biohazard 101 says, who would you like to have as your personal wrestling teacher to prepare you for a wrestling career? I'd have to go with Kurt Angle or Bret Hart, the combined in-ring IQ alone. Great shout, that.
That's a tremendous shout. Tugboat, because I've always wanted to be able to combine the skill of being a boat and a wrestler at the same time. Serious answer, Brian Danielson, I think. He is one of the most well-rounded pro wrestlers of all time. I think he's a wrestling genius, and you could learn a lot from a guy like that.
Yeah, I mean, all the good ones are getting snapped up here. So I'm going to go with Serena Deeb.
Who's the professor.
Just brilliant. And was a teacher in WWE, because they don't know what talent they've got sometimes. But let us know who you
remember
like
that time.
Don't make it filthy. Oh, I'd love to be so-and-so's teacher so we could practice lock-ups.
Yeah, no, if you do that, I'm going to delete your comment.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, you was going to say something then. Remember when?
Remember that time WWE gave Thunder Rosa a try as a referee?
God's sake. Second question today comes from Mark Solid, who says, good morning, What Culture? Thoughts on AEW introducing women's tag titles? Would that make WWE or AEW, I think he means here, actually care to put these women on more for more than a 2 minute match?
Nah. I don't think we need women's title. We've got the TBS title coming in. Yeah, like, I don't think we need three championships for what is still, you know, not the best division in the world. And I don't think that adding another set of titles would immediately fix the problems within it.
And you haven't got any tag teams.
You haven't got any tag teams either.
Together.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yes, you could have the Inspiration coming in, people from other promotions, as Mark suggested.
Yeah.
I just think, also, you don't have to just build stories around titles. Like, you can just have feuds.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be about a title or a man when it comes to women. But yes, anything that gets some more TV time, good. I don't think it needs to be another set of tiles, though.
Agreed.
Right, final question today. Great question. Comes from Dell, who says, morning, legends. So out of the plethora available to us, what is your favourite movie starring a wrestler? For Dell, it's got to be They Live, starring the legendary Roddy Piper. Great shout, man.
Yeah, that would be my personal pick as well, but I'm not that guy. I'm not just going to steal the answer that's in the question.
You did say that before I gave you the option.
I did. Starring is a bit of a stretch, but I'm going to say John Wick.
Yes!
Kevin Nash is in it, and he's a doorman, and it's like one of the best action films of all time. I like John Wick 1, I like John Wick 2 a little less, and I like John Wick 3 a little more. Those films are all...
I don't think I've seen John Wick 3.
Oh, man. It's like... It's not quite as incredible as the first one, but it's certainly in the same tier.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I remember Ewan first telling me. Spoilers, everyone. These guys come in and kill Keanu Reeves' dog, and then he murders all of them. Yeah. I was like, sold.
Let's go.
I'm going to go with the third film in one of the greatest trilogies of all time. That would be Blade Trinity and Triple H's starring role. And this epic line, I'm not sure if I can do this justice, Andy. Hey, Dickface, you see my dog? That's because he's got a vampire dog.
He delivers every line like a sledgehammer, doesn't he, in that film. He's great. It's funny. It's really good.
Yeah. Blade Trinity, the Blade Trilogy. Better than the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Ooh, and The Matrix.
Yep. It's going to be comments.
Especially, you know what? The people get wrong about The Matrix all the time. It's, the second and third ones aren't that good. No, Revolutions is the only good one. The rest of them all suck.
Right, let's move on to today's and finally, you're definitely going to get a bite of that one.
Aye, these people and their animes and their mangas.
There's only one place to go for the and finally, the day after Halloween. And it's, of course, Halloween costumes. Very nearly gave this to our very own Michael Sidgwick for his brilliant Orange Cassidy cosplay over the weekend. But we're going to have to give it to John Morrison. Absolutely sensational dress up here. He obviously partnered with Frankie Monet, his other half, who looks great as well. But we've got to give props to John Morrison specifically because he went as Dave Meltzer and wrote, go and look at it on his Instagram, wrote this whole paragraph in the style of Meltzer rating his costumes and others' costumes, and he described himself as the keeper of the jar of stars. Just brilliant, this Andy.
Tremendous, absolutely tremendous conversation. I recall a few years ago when John Morrison was doing the rounds on the indies and Dave saw him wrestle for PWG, and there was like a 5-minute segment on Wrestling Observer Radio one week where Dave and Brian spoke about how Dave thought he had better abs than John Morrison. It's like classic audio. I gotta dig it up. It's so ridiculous and stupid. I wonder if this is revenge for that 5 years later. Who knows?
There's a match I'd like to see. Meltzer versus Morrison.
Oh, power versus pace. Oh. Let's go.
Yes, please. And great this power again from John Morrison. Maybe they should put that on WWE TV rather than make him a shaman again. Or a guy who likes parkour. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys reviewing SmackDown and Rampage and looking ahead to Money in a Row later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Here's a Frog.
Where's that been?
Don't know, mate.
Has he got a little... He's got a little knob. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thanks to The Frog. Thank you for watching us. And we will bidding-ding-ding-ding. See you soon.
Bing-ding-ding-ding.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.